Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We're holding today. Today's blot is really Tesvav. We're on Yudalad Amid Beis, not that bad. And we're up to the Tana Rabbanan. About 12 lines down or so from the top. We have the Tana Rabbanan, the Braisa. We have certain Hilchos of Gevirta that we had yesterday. Should really mention it. I did mention it yesterday. And the Dinam of Pigel that we have, a person can only be Mefagel, where he's thinking, doing the act of the Avaida in one place, and he's thinking about the Avaida of Chuslis Mano in the same place. Let's say he's doing the Avaida and the Azara, and he's thinking, I'm going to do this Rikud or the Hazar Chuslis Mano in the Hechel by Chatos Apnimius. Or for that matter, the exact opposite. He's doing the Hazois in the Hechel, Hazois by the Chatos Apnimius, and he thinks I'm going to be Shevet the Shirayim outside in the Azara Chuslis Mano. Can't be Mefagel. In that case, the Pigel has to be not from Chutz to Pnim, but Pnim to Chutz. What we said was, what about the case where he thinks to be Mefagel in the Pnim to where another Avaida in the Pnim? For example, let's say he would do the Hazos in the Mizbeach with a Machshava to do the Hazos on the Parayches. Chutz Lizmano. Would that be able to be Mefagel? Tosfos holds we have a raya from Tosfos, and Tosfos said he can't be Mefagel there either. The reason is because the way Tosfos learns, there can't be a din of Pigel when the thing that we're coming to think about is in the Hechel. And it's not up to that. Because of that, Tosfos has a problem with the Gemara and Gittin that we said. The Rambam is not like that. When the Rambam holds, it brings all the halachas, he only talks about switching from one to the other. Of course, we have to understand the Chayra, how it works. For example, you can be think about Chafinus HaKtayrus and be Mefagel, the Gemara and Yuma. He's thinking about the Kodesh Kadoshim, what he's doing. So then when he's going to, it's a different, the Gemara comes here, there isn't a Pigel. How does that fit in with the whole thing? Must be Rechlehoyer on that. But what we have over here is also another thing. I just want to say one other thing. I mean, the things that we spoke yesterday. Let's say, for example, a person would shecht a shlamim in the Hechel. He could do that. The reason why he could do that is, right? We have the Gemara before, right? We have the Gemara before. Let's say that when a person goes and he shechts the shlamim in the Hechel. Tells even whether or not he would shecht the Kodesh Kodoshim in the Hechel. Rashi says, Lavai Rechara. In Zvachim, Rashi says, he does not that it's not a problem of Tzofin. Tzishita says that he can't do that because it's not Tzofin where it's in the Hechel, but Shlomim he certainly can. That's the Gemara. And the reason is, Shlei Chantam Chabar Meir Pesach HaYobayim, that's how the way Rashi learns in the Gemara before. Let's say he would go Shech the Shlomim in the Hechel, thinking about eating the butter of the Shlomim, Chutzlis Mano. Or he thinks I'm going to be Shefech the Shirayim of the Shlomim, Chutzlis Mano. Or eating the butter, Chutzlis Mano. There he's thinking about something in the Hechel, about something that he's going to do outside the Hechel. Is it Pigel? Or is it not Pigel in that case? Now, of course, the difference of what is the makom of the klar? This is a klar that we have later on in the Shita Mekubetzes. We have the klar later on in the Shita Mekubetzes, not over here, but it is later. The din of shechting the shlomim is not to shechted in the Heichal. He chooses to shechted in the Heichal. Is that able to be mefagel? What is the reason why you cannot be mefagel from one rishus to the other? It's because the din is like that, that you have to be in that rishus, now you're thinking about something else? Or is it mebetzius? That's where you're doing it. If you take a look on Tezayin Amid Beis, well, Tezayin Amid Beis, we have a sheet that was mentioned, maybe we'll see if you remind me, we can talk about it then, we can at least point it out. We have a sheet of the Kubetzis. Let's see again, over there, which one it is it? We have it, Techisha Mishiuro, let's take it again. It's Ola Hechel, let's say we have, it's a suffix we have here, what, ice, Zayin Yudches. No. I believe it's maybe in Rev Chabdawud Chavhei, one of those, or Chavhes. Yeah. Like we have the, if you take a look at Eis Chavches, I believe it is Eis Chavches, and we have in the Sheet of Tesayim base, and that's the suffix, that's the clair that we have. What about this, this din, that it's an equal, you cannot have a din of pickle, but makam where, you bimitsius, are in one rishus, you're thinking about the other rishus, bimitsius, you're there. You didn't have to be there, you're gonna shecht it in the Yazari. Nobody told you to go shecht in the Heichel, he decides to go shecht in the Heichel. But Lamaisa now, you're in your bifnim, and you're thinking about the Machshav of Chutz. What happens over there? Because is that gonna work, or is it not work? What do we happens over there? Look, I mean, this did. But this same machlokes that we have, at least, I mean, as far as whether or not you are bifnim and you're thinking about another avodah that's done bifnim. That's the did that we have. Another thing that we have here is that we have, Rashi tells us, Gevaldik is Zach. Remember we said in Zvachim, remember Rashi says, let's say you think about this Rika. Let's say you think about this Rika. You're thinking about, I'm coming, I'm shechting the carbon, I'm an astam izayrek et chutz lezmana. So the din is it's pigle. Rashi says in three places in Zvachim. He says it on Tesamid Beis. He says it on Yud Gimel Amid Aleph. And he says it on Chavzayin Amid Aleph. The reason why it's pigle is, when you think about the Zrikas Hadad, you think about the Zrikas Adam, Chutzlis Mano. It's called, that called, Zrikas is called Achilas Mizbeach. And since it's called Achilas Mizbeach, it of course conforms with the date of a Pigel, and therefore you're going to be Mefagel. Therefore you're going to be Mefagel. Which, it's Tzarech Iyud somewhat, because the way Reb Chaim learns it, Reb Chaim learns that the date of thinking, or to Zrika is not the din of Achilas Mizbeach. It's a separate din of thinking or to the Zrika. And that's what we spoke about when we learned Zvachim. I would think, Rashi tells us over here at Dvar Chidush, on Yedalit Amid Aleph, let's say a person is in the Heichal, and he's thinking of he's doing on the Mizbeach. He's doing the Hazos on the Mizbeach. And, let's say, Parab Davishal Tzibur. He's there, like Parab Davishal Tzibur needs the seven Hazos against the Parishas. And he's there doing the Hazos on the four corners of the Mizbeach, thinking that I'm gonna go do the seven Hazos against the Parishas, Chutz Lizmano. Rashi says, that's a big goal also. There's no Achilas, Rashi learns the Achilas Mizbeach. Rashi holds, why can he be Mefagel if you think on this Rika? It's called the Achilas Mizbeach. Where's the Achilas Mizbeach over here? You're doing it against the Parashas. The sheet of the Rabbeinu Shmuel that we have in Zvachim, we can do that. But here we see Rashi holds like that. Should we ask a Stira in Rashi or should we not ask a Stira in Rashi? Should we ask that over here you see Rashi holds it can be Mefagel by thinking on the Mazos against the Parashas, Chutz Lizmano? Even though Rashi says, why is it that you can be Mefago by thinking on the Shrika Chutz Lizmano, because Sachilas Mizmeya? Usir Manisrafim, Ksivi, Beteres Kayede, If you take a look, four lines down, the wide lines, Yodava Omen Aleph. Should we ask a stira over here, in between Rashi and Rashi and Zvachim? In my Sefer, I ask this.
What about
Sid?
What about
I can't hear this. Yeah, well, let's say you do it with them. That would not be a problem. Let's say you did the Mizbech HaPnimi. You're doing the Hazos or the four corners of the Mizbech HaPnimi to be mefagel with machshava to do the Hazos against the Pareiches.
That's how it's worded.
It's all Mizbim. No, it's not. No. Or you do it the other way. No, it's not out of order. Why are you saying it's out of order? Here again, let's say it says like this. Pigel b'davar adasa b'chutz. No, Yom Kippur is certainly like that. Out of order. I wasn't talking Yom Kippur. I'm talking about how davar shel tzibur. Gabi parah b'nisrafim. Gabi parah b'nisrafim. B'sir b'nisrafim. Ksivi b'teres kayinim. B'parshas pigel b'tzav esarim. La'hazais midama wala parayches. Or Atarus a murm, I'll be spending the Atarus a murm as well as Mech Achitzim. Let's say a case like that. Again, there'll be, the cases where it's not going to be a problem. Perhaps Ulahakter Atarus, let's say you're doing that. I'll be spending Achitzim. Pigo Bedover Hanasa Bechutz. Let's say he's Befalga Bedover Hanasa Bechutz. Gabi Param and Israfim. Ksivim Teres Kaidim, Pashas Pigo Betzavasara. La'aza is be dumb while a parochus. He's doing it, and the girsa on the side is, one second again, what we have, a parochus, ula hakter, a murim, al mizbech achitzim. Or in cases like that, they said that the Torah said murim wouldn't be, but it's the gay, la'aza is be dumb while a parochus. Then he can be mefagil.
What about the Pnimish? You say anything to do with
Pnimish? No. That's another problem. I'm not going with the Pnimish. The Pnimish, you have other. Let's say you can do it from Pnim to Pnim. Let's say you can do it from Pnim to Pnim. That would not be a problem. Not like Tosfos, say the Chanani. Or Avadi, you can't do from Pnim to Chutz or Chutz to Pnim. That Avadi, you can't. I'm not going with that problem. I'm going as far as thinking about the Hazos against the Pareiches. What happened to that? How would that work? Is that called Achilas Mizbeach? So what does it mean when we say Achilas Mizbeach? The Achilas Mizbeach means Kipshuto? Or it means Hazah in general, or Zrika in general, is Avada called the Avidas of Mizbeach. Sometimes you do it against the Pareiches. But the principle of it is that it has a shem of being Achilas Mizbeach, even if it's not on the parochus. What the emes is, even the haftara is like this. Let's say you would go and you would think, or the chafinas haktiris, or your yom kippurim, and you want to be mefagel by being thinking to be makter in chutz lizmano in the kodesh kadoshim. No Achilas Mizbeach there. You do it in a machta. You put it down on the floor of the Kodesh Kadoshim. Then why is that called Achilas Mizbeach? That's not Achilas Mizbeach. How can it be mefagel b'chlal by the Tyrus? Or why is he be mefagel by the Gecholim? You can be mefagel by the Gecholim. What Gecholim? By the Gecholim? You're not putting it on the Mizbeach. You're putting it on that you're using it for the Kodesh Kadoshim. Even by the Haktara, there's a Shem Haktara that's the thing that does it. When we talk about Achilas Mizbeach, when we talk about the din, even, whether it's Zrika or even an Akhtara, it's a moniker. It's not that it's a mitzvah in the Metzias, Davke, because of Achilas Mizbeach, or it's the Achilas of Achilas Mizbeach.
It's
Prakabur Makam where you're doing it. That has a shem of being Achilas Mizbeach. That is the Mitzvah of there. I just want to bring that out of here with the Rashi that we have over here. That you're becoming Lahaz, let's be Dumbo Alam Mizbeach. His Rashi tells us over here. Now we have the following. The Tanu Rabbana that we have over here, Tanu Mishah, Mishah Shchita. Let's hear what's going on. Mishah Shchita, Chishim Lechon, Chatzi Zayas. Pater Abarket. They have to have 12 lights down. Or you tell them this. You don't talk about Bishah Shechita. He's Chishim Lechol Chatzi Zayas. Nope, that's nothing by itself, right? Keep thinking about Chatzi Zayas. The minimum pigol is thinking about Chizayas. But, Bishah Shechita, Chishim Lechol Chatzi Zayas. Pigol, it's pigol.
An additional
chatzis. An additional chatzis, yes, yes, yeah, yeah. Bidei, sheshchita is rika mitztarfen. Because the makshava of shchita, bishab, the thinker chatzis is. And the makshava that we have for the rika of an additional chatzis is, are mitztarfen to make pigle. Ikati amri, another version is, shchita is rika, the tarvayu matirin. Well, both there serve as a matir for the dad, for the bus, or for the busser. In Kabbalah, v'halacha lola. Let's say you would take chatzis ayis by Kabbalah, and another chatzis ayis for the halacha. Mashma, that would not work. Why? And he can be amri, the opposite. Hanach, the merachakon. You can be mitzarv, the shechita, the zrika, with a such a gap between them. The kolshkein honey to be karva, that's certainly Kabbalah and halacha. What do you mean by tani lady abra avaydis ay mitztarfas for pigo? You can't be mitztarf, different avaydis for pigo, shchita, zrika, Kabbalah and halacha. Marava lekashya, a rebbe, a rabbanim. Maybe it makes enough kavina between rebbe and the rabbanim. The sadya shechet is a keves, lechol chatzi zayis mechalazu. He shechs the kevis of the shnei kvasim in the shnei alechem or shvuas. He shechs one kevis to eat a chatzi zayis mechalazu, the chen chavera lechol chatzi zayis mechalazu. Now, how would we, before we even get to this, what would we say? It's a chatzi matir, the other one's a chatzi matir. Right, each one is a chatzi matir. It's by itself. It's nothing. Rebbe, Imer, Adi. She said, kosher. The whole thing is kosher. You didn't do anything. You did one kevis of an inconsequential machshava. You did the other one with an inconsequential machshava. Two separate karbonis. This doesn't mean anything. Amalei Abaye. What do you mean? Amen. The Shabbos Leila Rebbe. Chatzi matir v'chatzi achilu. Each keves in relative, I mean, to the chalas is a chatzi matir. It's a chatzi matir. And what are you thinking, Mishas, the chatzi matir? Well, a chatzi achil is nothing. That's each one is of no consequence whatsoever. Kulo matir, the chatzi achil. But if you're talking about the whole matir, for example, a shchitin. Shchita is not a chatzi matir. This rike is not a chatzi matir. What did you do? Mishash shchita, I thought about a chatzi achila. All right. Could I not be mitzarf together with a legitimate machshava spiegel that I did mishash rike? This rike is certainly an avayne can be mefagel by. Mishash mislay. I'm the rabbi archana labai. I mean, he's by the rebbe. Kulai matir v'chatzi achila. That's true, but if he would have held that way, that you could do a complete matir, where you're able to be mitzaref, a complete matir on a chatzi achila with another complete matir on a chatzi achila, he should have made a gzera. Why? Leagues are chatzi matir and chatzi achila. Let's say you'll assume that you can be mefagil by that. That you should have extended it mid rabbanon. And made it also mid rabbanon. If you owe that it's not mid rabbanon, it must be that there was no mukher d'oraisa to say such a thing. It's a little funny. Backhand. But a backhanded right, back door right. But why, like we find, substantiated by this, the Rabbi Yaisi, Gozar, Rabbana Gozri. We find that a similar thing in Rabbi Yaisi and the Rabbana. Where do we ever find such a thing? Rabbi Yaisi, Gozar, Dishnan. Lahakdil vaynasa lamachar. Now, what happened if he did the kmitza with the kavana to eat the tomorrow? Our Mishnah. Rabbanan hold that you can be mefagel, chayv karas, or deraisa. And but the kmitza will go with Rashi Shita, that there's no chatzimater on the kmitza. And Rabbi Yossi holds that it can't. Why? Because he can't be mefagel as lavgul for the zebach, even if it's in the same kli, but the levaina is different, is regarded differently than the kmitza. Rabbi Yossi, but Avo became, it's puzzle. What does puzzle mean? Puzzles mean Rabbanan. The Eva Karas. Machami Maimir Pingle. Chayavano of Karas. Why is it that Rabbi Yossi says that it's puzzle? He's Geyser unto the case where you would have done it with the Kaibitz. If he wouldn't have focused only on the Levina, you would have done it on the Kaibitz. So that would make an Ebbets of Pingle, like he says in the ratio of the Mishnah. Rabban and Abi Ghazri. Does not Pingle the Kaibitz? The Loma Levina. Or the Levina, the Loma Kaibitz. Rabbeya Raimer, Pingle the Chayavanel of Chorus. That's going by what? Where he was back there. Where he's back there, it's going to be a Chatzi back there. So there we have the Machlaikas, Rabbi and the Rabbana, going with Rashi Shita. We got that it's going to be a Chatzimata only by the Akhtara, not by the Kmitza, not like the Rambam. You want to learn like the Rambam, it'll apply even without Akhtara. Like the Rambam, it'll apply even where it'll be Li'ut Levina with the Maisa Kmitza. Okay. Machachami Maimrim. Ein Malkaris. Ashir Fagel Machal HaBatir. Clear that. So what is it? What are the Rabbana at home? Pingo Makaimits, Lubba Levina, Lubbing, Rebair, Pingo Makaimits, Okas, Chutma Im Makaimits, and Shiafanga Makalabatir. But, it's a puzzle. Omrla Yochi Ashna, so that Bishlai Mahasa Gaza Rabbi Yaisi Kaimits the Levina, Atu Kaimits the Mincha. By Mincha, it's gonna be a deraisa, like we just explained in the ratio of the Mishnah. And Rabbani Gazri Kaimits, Atu Kaimits. There goes there the case of a kaimitz unto a kaimitz of the minchas chayte. Why is it that the rabbanan would hold that as puzzle? Why is it that the rabbanan would hold this puzzle by even though it's a chatzi matir? Because there's a case of a mincha that it's not a chatzi matir. But what are the rabbanan guys there? Again, we're going like Rashi. Rashi not like the rabbanan. Let's say he would go and he would be matir in the kaimitz. But it's not being back to the Levina with that Machshava. But, let's have me Machas Chayte. There is no Levina. If there's no Levina, then it's not going to be Mefagil. So the Rabbanan asked for me the Rabbanan over there because of the case of Machas Chayte. The Chaymitz unto Chaymitz, the Machas Chayte, Levina unto Levina. Hababa Mazichin. Or Levina, you have the same thing. Let's say it's a case of Levina, Hababa Mazichin. You only thought about it, the only thing that's there is but there's no other, there's no mincha by the mazichin. By lechem apadim. Masim nami keves unto keves chavera. Therefore say the same thing by keves unto keves chavera. Or bazach unto bazach chavera. So why would you think over here, why would you say over here it would come out again? So say the same thing by us. Elahacha, by our case, what are we talking about? You did a shechita on a chatzis zayis. You did a shechita on a chatzis zayis, and you want to go as rico on a chatzis zayis. Over here, though, Zotu Gubari, you don't have a raya that it should be usher be the rabbanan, that it's going to be usher. Therefore, you should, from the fact that there's no usher to rabbanan. Elahacha biika chatzis bater, the chatzis achila bi'alba. Is there something which is analogous to this case where we have a chatzi matir, the chatzi achila bi'alma, the lake of Eligzer? Then you're going to get up making saver by this case of shechita on a shechita on a chatzi zayis to be with this rika of another chatzi zayis. And therefore, if you're going to say over here that it's going to be us or be deraisa, you should have said it over here and be the Rabbanit. Achidam Mistabrit, the time of the Rabbanit, Mishum Achihu, Diktani Sefer, Maidim Chachamim the Rabbeim Mechas Chayte. You see, that's the reason of the Rabbanin over here. When the Rabbanin say that it's usher, where you did what? You did the Chatzi Batir, you did the Chatzi Batir of the Kaimitz or the Levina. Let's say you come to be Mefagil. According to the Rabbanin, the argument's Reb Meir. You did, you were back there one and not, or the, or not the other. Either Chaimitz or you did the Levina. And it's going to be us or me, the Rabbanin. Why? With the way we're saying, if you did the Levina, it's a Xera to a Mechas Chaitai. A Mechas Chaitai. She pig on the Kaimitz, she pig on the Kaimitz, love Karis. She Kaimitz, you are back there. How lovely the beastly cloud. Pshita, Mika, Matir, Achrina. What do you have to go and explain that for? Stubborn Pusha. El by Chaita. El Olava Kamashmalon. The time of the Kaimitz. Shumdika Kaimitz, Mikhas Chaita, the Dabilai. And therefore the Gemara holds, therefore the Gemara comes and tells us that Rama said to Rav Nachman, to Rav Chanan, the Abaye, the Islay the Rebbe, Kuloi Matir, Mechatzi Achila, if he held that way, Lingzer Chatzi Matir, Mechatzi Achila, unto Kulo Matir, unto Kulo Matir, Mechatzi Achila, Arayin the Rabbi Yesi, Rabbani Gosri. And therefore he came to argue. I'm like, I'm buying it, Amen, the Shabbos Lay the Rebbe, Chatzi Matir, but over here you don't have that. What do we say over here? What do we paskin? How do we hold this way? We hold that if a person won't say, he will go, and he'll be mefagel by shechita and by zrika, or even maybe, depending on the two lashonos, by kabbalah and halacha, each one having a chatzis zayis, he can be mitzaref them. We paskin hold he can be mitzaref. We hold over here b'shas shechita chishalacha chatzis zayis. B'shas shechita you have a chatzis zayis, and b'shas zrika you have a chatzis zayis. But then it's mitzaref. We paskin like that. Let me just bring the Rambam. In Perek Yudalit, Tzulam Doshif, we have here also. We have in Perek Tzulam Doshif, Yudalit.
It's all the way at the end.
And again, Yudalit, get Yudalit and,
Yudalit Yud. It's about three Yud. Lines from the end.
Yudalit Yud.
About three. The Yud is a big one. It's all the way at the end.
Okay.
All the way at the end.
Yudalit Yud. Yeah, we have the following.
It's like four lines from the bottom. You know.
Yeah. Okay.
Halacha Yud is longer than Golas.
Yeah. Yud is very long. The Chayim Chishim Al Kizayis Mishas Kabbalah Kizayishas Halacha Chishim La'atik Echatzi Zayis Mina Kaimitz. Look, Achatzi Zayis, Mina Levina, Reil Mitzdarfen. Levina, Mekaymitz, Lemincha, Kemurim. Lefikach, Im Chashem, Lahatik, Kizayis, Mina Levina.
Echad, I was a little bit before that.
Dam Hazeba, Tulo. No.
You're Tulo. Chishav, Vishat, Zvicha,
Lecha, Achatzi Zayis. Yeah, no. Chashem, Al Kizayis. Chashem, let me get to where it says it over here.
But two lines above where Rebbe was reading. I mean, I have a different.
Bad, and it makes people deraisa. I have a problem. If you hold that pigle, remember we had the whole machlaikis, the Ritva, the Ramban, and Kutras needed the Garmi. We had two ways to understand the din of pigle. Whether or not it's the shechita which is mefagel, or it's the machshava that's mefagel at the time of the avoda. A person, let's say, does a shechita with the intent of being mefagel, and he's going to eat the basar chutz l'zmano, he's going to be zayra chutz l'zmano. Does that mean that the shechita becomes a shechita mefagelis? The ma'aseh shechita is a maisa that creates pigle. Even though, like the Ran says, the Ran could hold, give a mushroom. I could go, or a client could go, and he could be mafagio somebody else's carbon. Frank the Ran, I ain't on a maisa, don't be shaking shalom, the Ran Nadar. So it is, I day maisa and asers. The Raya, I day maisa and asers, the Ran says. The Rush, if the same cash, Rush has a different thing. He doesn't hold up the Ran's turrets. Or, so comes the Ramban, comes the Mitzvah, and they ask the Kasha that if you hold my pigle, it is like that, the Gemara holds, it's going to be totally in the din of Hezek Shein or Nicker. If it's Chayim for Mazik, you're not Chayim Shul Mazik. But why is it that, but they hold, they ask the Kasha, why isn't it a Groma? The Klal that we have is that if I'm not doing a Maisa Hezek in your Chayim, only Derech Groma, because it's coming only Ayyadei Bachshovim. Again, by Kilei Akarim, you can have it. Over there, it's only a grubba. Here, it's not totally a grubba. It's mashmat some Maisa Hezek. Comes the Rabban says, he did it, Ayyadei Maisa. The Shechita is what? We had the Kasha. Why is it a Chai by Malkus? Why is it a Chai by Malkus? It's Lav Shebo Maisa and the Gabi Malkus. So we dealt with that problem. And we spoke about that. You see that on the other hand, comes the Rabbeinu Peretz, the sheet, the Taisvis in Bava Kama, on Daf Kuf, in Bava Kama, and it brings from the Rabbeinu Peretz, and he asks this Kasha, the eye to Ptula Machshova, to Ptula Machshova, so why isn't it Tali and Grub? Zuck there, because if you say that the Torah was Machshed, Pingle, Azay Vait, that Imamish and Beit Rechiv Chorus with the Bazaar Psalul. The Torah was Mashmid as if there was a Maisa. Even though it's among the, as, even though the Psalul is a Psalul Machshava. So the Shaila is, no, he doesn't say it like that because the Shechita does it. The Machshava does it. But the Machshava there carries more weight than Machshava normally does. Let's say the Psalul is a Psalul Machshava. So I thought a Psalul Machshava of Chutz Lizmano and a Chatzi Zayas by the Shechita. Alright. Now I thought of another Psalm Machshava at the time of the Zrika. No, to the two Machshavas are able to be Mitzvarev. Doesn't bother me. That's Gishmak, you can hear that. But let's say it's a din that's a Shechita is a Mafagel. Shechita Mafagel doesn't do anything if it's a Chatzizayas. The Zrika by itself doesn't do anything if it's a Chatzizayas. So how will the Shechita and the Zrika be able to be Mitzaref in this, in our case, in our Gemara, the Rambam that we paskin like? If the Shechita is done in a way where you're thinking about a Chatzai Zayas Chutz Lizmano, it's of no consequence. The Shechita is not a Shechita of Fagelis. You do the Zrika of Chutz Lizmano and a Chatzai Zayas, also nothing. So what do you mean, Abba B'tavat, Nachman Abayda? What are you doing? You go and you're doing a Maisa Shechita of no consequence. You're doing a Maisa Zrika of no consequence. So how do we get this Netziruf between the two things? That was my problem over here. In my Sefer, I asked this question. Then explain what this means, what it is. What? You're right. It's an Avoda Marcellus either way, but not in this case. This case, it's not a shechita on a izrika or a shechita pachas because Zayas is not a shechita poselis.
I understand, but if there's a defect in this.
No, it's no defect. Pachas because Zayas is nothing. Then do it. It's not defective at all. So if you have two avaitis that are not defective, how do they come together to make a defect? Doesn't matter. Yeah. If it's a slomach shove. All right, so you have the Rabbis Machshavas Belevish, they can be Mitzarev. But if it's not a Psul in the Machshava, it's a Psul in the Avoda, the Shechita.
Why is it so?
All right. Yeah.
Why does it happen?
Again, the Chaira, I mean, it's called, the thing itself is nothing. It's Dvar B'Talem, each one. So how do you take two things that are Dvar B'Talem and Mitzarev to make a... to make something which is kosher. I say Mahalachah here and there what the Bir Advarim is. I think it's the Bir Advarim. I think it's hope it's right. But I'm gonna leave it here only because of time. At time it doesn't have the luxury of being marachon, but at least the kasha is the head. Okay, now what? Neat me sachas bina. Oh, what other very big insight do we see in this Gemara? And that is, if you hold a mefadle b'chatzi matir, remember it says that it makes a psul to rabbanon. It makes a psul. Even if you hold not like Reb Meir, but according to the Rabban, Eim Efagwa Mechatzi Matir, it's possible. Now, how do we always learn when it's possible? Possible be Doraisa or possible be the Rabbanan? From this Gemara, we see that the Psul by Eim Efagwa Mechatzi Matir is going to be a Rabbanan. The Gemara says you would do it over here, but we should, it's an Eim Efagwa, we're going to Reb Yaisi, it's a Rabbanan. According to the Rabbanan, that argue with Reb Meir, it's going to be a psul the Rabbanan because we make it Xera. This Gemara tells us that the din of Ein Mefagla Mechatzi Matir, which results in a psul, not be Daraisa, be the Rabbanan, it becomes a parcel. The reason why I'm saying it like that, Tyson says in different places that it's possible. The Mashmos of Rashi, I think, is the pashtus is that he holds that's going to be a deraisa, but that's why I'm saying, pointing it out over here. This Gemara tells us that by a chatzi matir, which is not the fagel, that which the rabbanit say all over that it's going to be possible. It's possible only be the rabbanit. It's possible, but it's not going to be chayv karis. Nitmei sachas min achalus. Let's say we have kipsei atzeres. Let me have the shtei alecha. And one of the lechavim, one of the chalas becomes tameh, which means that you cannot eat it. Nitmei zachas min achalas oecha min astarim. But one of the starim of the lechem upon him. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer shnei yetsu lebeis hasreifa. Rabbi Yehuda holds both of them, even the one that's tahar, is inedible. It's not going to be mutter, and you burn it. Shein karbet zibur chaluk. And then because if it's a karbet zibur, you can't treat part of it one way and treat the other part another way. You have one across the board, you lump them both together and you're chayv shreifa. Now what we could clarify about is, are it's chayv shreifa immediately? Or, well, shouldn't really say immediately. But because it's yontif, remember. It's yontif. Or Shabbos. But, will it need any Mertzura, or would it not need any Mertzura? It's going to be, was it right to be Chayim Shreifa immediately? And, can you burn it Matzoy Yatef? Because even if you hold, you can't burn Saint Sark and Kutchen Balayla, but over here, it wouldn't necessarily apply by Nicer. Or it wouldn't necessarily apply by everything. Because, The Rabbah Shamelech that the din of Ein Sarf and Kutchim Psul became by Laila. It doesn't apply by everything. The Rabbah only brings it. Let's say he brings it only by Nicer Atabeg. But by other Psulim, you won't have it. Let's say you would have over here, you have to burn it. Let's say you have to burn it because it makes Sibur Karbet Sibur Chaluk. All right. And therefore, there's a din shreifa of the whole thing. Oh, maybe you can burn that by Lila also. Let's say it was Tabay. And it was Tabay. This, of the ones that the Rabbi holds, he cannot bring by Lila. Listen, he says it by Nicer. He says it by Tabay also. But over here, why are you burning it? Only because Ein Karbet Zibur Chaluk. The Shar Melech Beis Medayka, the Rabbah, we have it's the Skabel, and we have Raya from Taisus later even. We'll have a Raya from Taisus.
Yeah, Rebbe quoted that Taisus, a Memvav. Rebbe quoted it.
Memvav Beis. Yes.
Right, Rebbe quoted that to me.
When?
When did Rebbe, a few times, every time Rebbe brings out the Shar Melech, Rebbe always tells me the Taisus and Memvav.
Yeah, okay. We have a Taisus on Memvav Beis, Taka. that it is like that.
Right,
that
Rebbe told me.
Tises, and he got certain kinds of psula, and he'd be able to burn. When the rabbi brings, he can't do it by Lila. He brings it only by Nisar and Tomei, not by the other ones.
Only by Nisar. Only by Nisar.
He only brings it by Nisar and Tomei.
Right.
Second, I don't want to say something that's incorrect.
No, he only says it, Rebbe, he only says it by Nisar.
What?
He only by Nisar. Only by Nisar.
He said by Tomei also, doesn't he?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I have written down by Nisar. It's Yutes Dalid, but I have written down
what?
That the Rebbe told. It's Yutes Dalid, and I have written down on the side the Rebbe. I have written down on the side the Rebbe told me the Shara Melech.
Yeah.
It's Yutes Dalid.
Where did I bring it from? The Rambam in Sulei Mekdashim.
Yeah, Yutes Dalid.
Just 1 second.
You test Dalit.
Just 1 second. Dalit. Bosser haditsa ba'asara. Evar ba'ilas chatechas chata. Uno. You test. Yeah, you test Dalit. Yeah. Fantastic. Epsal abdash. Sil abdash. Haditsa b'yushalayma. Hakal to uber to rasa. B'yetsu lebeis hasreifa. Shema naisarhu. In came a hoyle shetiach es kasa wailo chatos, eight surfaces a nicer, ella beyond, shenemar, yema shlishi boy she sorry. I'm sorry, what?
But by the
time we said
that,
yeah.
Biker shall biker.
Yeah. You have to do it from Abu Hashafa.
No.
By Lila, we're talking about Lila in general, not the others.
A biker shady, how many of his biker shady.
Like a shady. Yeah. I'm asking that. I'm out of here. Nicer is Avada like that. The question is the other ones. What we're talking about is the Gabi Tabed. When the Rabbi brings it, Shar Melech says, he only says this did, the Gabi Nicer. I thought it was Nicer and Tabed. So I think it says by Tabed.
Because in Halacha Hey, I see where we say because in Halacha Hey, what he says.
The Hey and Bob. He says also,
yeah,
maybe
it's over.
Avada.
So the eight straight has Tomei, the nice of the Chiyantif.
Yeah, the eight straight
has Tomei, the nice.
Yeah, that's right. I knew I wasn't dreaming it. I knew I wasn't dreaming.
Yeah, but we have Chiyantif.
The eight straight has Tomei, the nice of the Chiyantif. The eight straight has Tomei, the nice of the Chiyantif. They trade by some beyond, name is Vado. Get eight seven as all beyond, I saw an el beyond. Ama pisha shlava basura bachila, mitchila slel shlishi, eight seven I saw el beyond. Name is Vado, make sure life is Vado. The chain a pigle, eight an Israel el beyond. Nicer a pigle. The eight srefas tame, the nicer, u pigle. Teches yontif, veitzach leimer as on Shabbos. Umutal Yisraif tamei v'neiser u'pingol ke'achot. Yeah. That's a neiser and pingol. I say tamei, it's not. Tamei maybe you can do by Lila. All right, so I'll come part of this. So that's the bit that we have and we can clear here. So Brisker Rav, that the Brisker Rav is aiming on this also, by the way. There is a Brisker Rav over here, the Gabi, what we say, it's going to be Chayav Mitzrayfa, according to Rav Yehuda, when, but this man will not necessarily be the same. And when will it be? Will it be by Lila or it won't be by Lila? That'll be totally whether or not the date of doing it by Lila or Mitzray Yontif or Mitzray Shabbos, whether you'd be able to do that, that's going to be totally whether the Zvin of Yayim is like Gaya this. At Yontif. And Tzavon HaSer Yom. Om Rabba Lazer. Avachami Maimri, Vatami B'tumas HaVatari Yachem. That, what happens? The Rabbanan argue. The Tamei is B'tumas HaVatari. The tar one, he'll eat. And then Amar Rabbi Elazar. Machlaikis, where are we talking there? This Machlaikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanit, where one became Tameh, let's say, of the Shnei Alechem, one became Tameh, the other one remained Tar. Machlaikis lifnei Zrika. The Zrika of the Kvasim was done when the Lechem already became Tameh. We became Tameh already. And now, so comes here, it means that Rabbi Yehuda holds, Ein Karban Tzimur Chaluk, the whole thing is bottle. Let's say this Rika was done properly. It was only afterwards that the Lechem, the Shnei Lechem, one of them became Tameh. They were called a Tameh to us, and there everybody holds. The Tameh, you burn, the Atar Yechel. I believe today's Rika, but my plea, so what is the Machlaikis that we had before Zrika? Amra Papa. Now we have to look at what this is all about. Amra Papa, the tzitz beratza alawachi was coming for me. When we had the tzitz, we have the tzitz that's going to be beratza or tuba. Now, if it's going to be, why is it that we would not be able to eat it? Because that's tamen. The shaila that we have is, where the psul is a psul of tuba, the tzitz takes care of it. It's misalik that. To the extent that the carbon will be able to be meratza in spite of the tuba, what it does not mean is that you'll be able to eat it. Nobody holds you're going to be able to eat it. The kala that's tamei, the tzitz that never helps. I should say never. But the Pekhoda Pesach is different. But the tzitz is never meratza, except for an exception. It's never meratza to the extent that you'll be able to eat something that's tamei. But if the reason for the tumor will be an impediment, it's going to be an ikuv for the ritzui of the carbon, then the tzitz says, you know, look at the light, don't worry about that. Don't worry about them, so to me, you go and you'll be mat, the kvasim will be able to be meratze. And the fact that you're not going to be able to eat it, machmas, the tuba, the tzitz says, we'll pretend that it did not become tamei. But Benegeya, the reason of the carbon. Of course not Benegeya, the achila. Nobody's going to be allowed to eat the chalas, the tuba, not that. But the reason why the Rabbanan hold like this, and they hold that everything, the carbon is good, is because they view it as if it never became Tameh, one of the Shnei Alechem. Why? If the Rabbanan says, that's it's Meratza al Achilas. The Tzitz is Meratza on those Chalas that are earmarked for Achila, and even if it became, they became Tameh, it doesn't make a difference. We view it as if it did not become Tameh. I'm talking about Shnei Lechem. Let's say the Mishnah is talking about or Lechem HaPanim. It can be the same thing. It doesn't make a difference. The Gemara of Pesichah Levayin will be the same thing. The Mishnah is talking about both. Nidmeis achas min achalas o achas min astarim. You're not going to be able to eat the Lechem HaPanim. But you can be makter the Pesichah. That you will be able to do. And Rabbi Yehuda Sover ain't as it's Ratzah Al-Achilas. Which means that according to this, it really is chaser, the whole thing of the Mishnah. The Mishnah, it's very schwer here what this means. If that's the case, so how do you fit into what does it have to do with Eikar Betzibur Chaluk? What do you mean Eikar Betzibur Chaluk? It's all different reason. This is the problem. Amalei Rav Huda Brev Derav Dasan Basi Rak Lahayar. This is the problem. Everybody Butchitzach. Amalei Rav Huda Brev Derav Dasan the Rav Papa. What about that is not a legitimate way to learn the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, because it fits in over here, but it will not fit in someplace else. We have a problem, doesn't even fit in here. We have, that's our problem. But it doesn't fit in other places, in another place, because we know, let's say the reason why the carbon itself should not be good is not because you're not going to be able to eat it. Let's say you won't be able to be makter it. Let's say the Amorim became Tameh. You're not going to be able to do that, but Teretz is. Let's say you hold that the tzitz, everybody, the tzitz is Meratza, or the Emurim. Everybody holds that you, let's say the Emurim became Tabay. You can be Makter there, but what can wear this Ritzai tzitz? Even a carpet Yachid Rashi holds he could. We had places in Zvachim, or Dav Tzadik Beis, and at the beginning of Perek Dav Chatos. A private person brings a carbon that they were about telling you can go do it with Katkhila even to put in order to rely on the Ritzit Tzitz. Karen Ira asked, I can do it with Katkhila. But Rashi Gittin tells us you can rely on Katkhila and Ritzit Tzitz. Even for a carbon Yachit, go bring it on the Mizbech and don't worry about it. The Tzitz will be Meratza. What about Baha Island? What about Emurim? I go on to Mizbeach, that's it's Meratza on the island. Everybody holds it, it's what works there. And they still argue. How are you going to learn that? How are you going to reconcile that with what the way we're saying now? The Sanya, like we learned, let's say what not of the Lechem Afanim, what of the Mazichet Levina became Tamei? You could bring both of them lekatchila betuma. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. The tzitz is going to be, but what's going to tzitz is meratza, of course. And you can even the one that's tar, you can do. Because why? Hey, come and see b'chaluk. B'chachami b'imrim. I'm out of the tzitz is meratza. But that doesn't mean you can go and be metamiyat. B'chachami b'imrim. Atameh b'tumaso b'hatar b'taharaso. It's mashma what? We don't have the din of Eidar Karmetzi b'chaluk. This has nothing to do with the din of Ritzoy Tzitz. Whether if they're not arguing in the din of Ritzoy Tzitz, everybody holds he can enter Ritzoy Tzitz by things that are brought on the Mizbeach. Now you're telling me by Lechem Apanim. You're telling me by Shnei Alechem, they're arguing about the Tzitz B'Meratza Alachilas. They argue even over here by this case. It has nothing to do with Tzitz B'Meratza Alachilas on the food. That's nothing but Tzitz Alachilas. We have a case by Korban Pesach, which says, even if you have one shaven out of the 12, that's Tamei. The din is, that shaven has a din of a tzibur. We know it. We know that from Horius. Right? So what do we have? The right of that shaven. Shaven echad tamei v'chol ha-shvatim tarv yasu betuma. That shaven is able to bring the carbon pesach betuma. Nobody else. V'shein carbon ha-sibur chaluk. But Rabbi Yehuda holds, once they're doing it already, hell they can think, the other 11 are going to be able to do it betuma also. Because we don't want to be mechalik in a carbon tzibur. The hacha, my hatzitz meratza, this has nothing to do at all with that. Nothing to do with tzitz being meratza. First of all, it's tubas aguf. We're talking everybody's tabet. Tubas aguf, anyway, there's not, no ritz, there's no ritz, it's just a big kapashkas. All right, maybe I shouldn't have said it like that. Shows how it works. But it goes back that the people become tabet. Whether or not, because we the people become tamei, even though normally when people become tamei, there's no ritzai tzitz. But by carbon tzibur, it works. Now, how does it work? With the ritzai tzitz, not with the ritzai tzitz. That's a whole different thing. V'yayin ha'amar avina toshma adigmas achas min ha'chalas. O achas min ha'skarim. Rabbi Yehuda ha'mishneim yeitzu lebeis ha'srefa. V'yishay carbon tzibur chaluk. You can't eat them. And therefore, you treat the carbon the same, even that part of the carbon which is tahar. Finally, the Gemara asks this kasha. How can you tell me that the machlokes is sits meratza alo achilas? What's that to mamashin? God said a not sequitur. The main point of the reason, the mitzvah, it shows what the Gemara held and the Havamina for this. This is what everybody butchers on. The real reason is, ain't carpet tzibur chaluk, and that's the machlokes that we have.
Nothing to do with the
tzitz. Nothing at all to do with the tzitz. Nothing at all to do with the tzitz.
Is this only a din in tumah, ain't tzibur chaluk?
What? Again?
Is it only a din in tumah?
What? No. Would have to.
So why do the Chachamim hold then in the Mishnah and Yudal?
They don't hold on this whole thing. They don't, because they don't hold on the whole thing. They hold that the carbon seber can't be chaluk. They hold that Tamei Betubah, so and the Torah is by itself. That doesn't give you a license to take the part that's Tahar and to be Betamei it. Doesn't tell you you can do that.
I'm talking about by Fiegel.
We do have a problem over here. Maybe I should just mention over here, we do have a problem. But it's not, but it's a blechem upon him. It's a shnei alecha problem, how it's going to shnib with the Gemara later on the Gemara that Mem Vav. Because the claw that we have is, I don't want to bring in, like, it's going to complicate it. There's a din of Yesh Zika. The din of Yesh Zika, some people think it's Zika, I'm talking about the Gemara of Yevamos. No. About this, there's the Yesh Zika in Menachos. There that we have, the reason is, let's say the Kvasim, however, it's earmarked that we are mapish the Leshtei Alecha with the Kvasim. But then the Kvasim get lost. Get lost, apostles the Shtei Alecha. Let's say the Shtei Alecha get lost. You can't bring the Kvasim either. There's Yesh Zika. Yesh Zika means if it's Avod the Lechem, it's Avod the Kvasim. Avod the Kvasim, it's Avod the Lechem. It's mutual. And therefore, somebody has, so let's say you can't, well, you're not Yaitse the Lev, the couple of the Lechem Lechem over here. What became Tamei? If what became Tamei, it's not going to work. You can't use it. You got to burn it. Everybody holds you have to burn it. So if you have to burn the Shnei Alechem, shouldn't be different than a case where it's Ovud. See, it's apostles, the Shnei Alechem. How can it be the Kvasim even? This is a problem here. We'll have to address this maybe more later.
So why are both
Bezikas? This will have to come. The kind of, when you make a carpet taina where there are 40 chalas, and you're mefagel, the taina, the taina is mefagel, makes the lechem into pigel. The halechem, but if you think of machshav as pigel or the lechem, ain't no mefagel as a taina. The taina does not get become possible pigel, because the lechem became taina, that became that way. Keitza, shachar as a taina, lechem imen ala bachar. You're going to eat the butter of the taina tomorrow. What happens then? He malachem afugalim. He that and the lechem become a fugal. Lechem in alechem lebachar alechem afugal v'ataina einem afugalis. When the behema becomes mafugal, the rest become mechubal also the lechem. When the lechem becomes mafugal, the behema does not become mafugal. And the same thing applies. When you say alechem on Shavuos, hakvasim befaglim es alechem, v'halechem ein befagel es hakvasim. Ketzad the same case, hashechet es hakvasim lechem ehem b'machar. Hey, v'halechem befugalim. Then everything becomes pasul bepigel. On the other hand, lechem es alechem b'machar. Halechem is mefugol, but kvasim ain't mefugol. The lechem is mefugol, but not my time. But you let me shum the Rav Kahana. Dabar Rav Kahana, binayin lalachma, lalachmei taina. How do you know that they have the shame taina also on them? Shenema mikriyas al zebach ha taina chalus. That the shame taina is an expansion to the chalus too. Ihochi, ibchanami. Maybe if you're mefagel the lechem, the same thing should apply by the Torah. What do you mean? The lechem is called the kvasim. What kind of thing is that? The lechem is a tafel to the taida. It's coming machmas the taida. The ain taida galal the lechem. Lechem galal the kvasim. Why do you bring the shtei lechem? The ikar of the carbon. The lechem comes because of the kvasim. The ain kvasim galal the lechem, but the kvasim do not become nitval to the lechem. The reason you bring the shtei lechem, because the ikar is the kvasim, which is a pella. And how we have what part B? The Zika was a different thing. That's once you have them both separated is one thing. But conceptually, before you did that, which is the Iker? Now, I thought you were asking, because it's Talin, Rabbi Akiva, and Bananas that we have later on, and which we have to talk about, I'll bring in that tomorrow. The Gemara seems to be telling us that the Iker of the carbon of the Shnei Alechem is the Kvasim, which is the exact opposite of what we had in another Gemara, where we're going to say the exact opposite. What?
Memvav.
No, besides this, what we had, Nurius. And if you give
him Nurius,
also,
sure.
The exact opposite. And it's a Machlokes Rava ben Raven. We'll come back to Mitzvah tomorrow. We'll talk more about that. I need the Taida, and I need what my Shnei Alechem. The Ashwa'in and Taida, you wave both of them together, therefore I need it. I need both. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick it up over here.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.